Or yet another sign of an unhealthy economy, and this one could make you sick, very sick. More people now, more people are collecting full government health benefits than are actually working full time. First time in this country's history that has happened. So the government's growing, jobs are not. And that's got Reason Magazine's Peter Suderman worrying. Peter, that's incredible. I didn't even know that was statistically possible, but I guess it is. What do you make of it?
Yeah, the way Medicaid works is that as the economy gets weaker, more people end up enrolled in Medicaid. And so Medicaid is the big one here. You know, we see a rise in Medicare enrollment just because the baby boom generation is starting to turn 65, hit retirement age, and enroll in Medicare. But with Medicaid, the way the program works is that if you fall below a certain point on the poverty line, on the poverty scale, you're going to be enrolled in Medicaid at that point. And so when we see 10 million people additionally enrolled in Medicaid, as we have since about 2008, at that point, there were about 42 million people in the program. Now there's about 52 million people. That's a bad sign for the economy because it means that the economy just the economy's not producing the kind of wealth, the kind of jobs that we need, that people need to have their own health insurance.
You know what I worry about, Peter, in this debate? You and I chatted about it before, and it was sort of like what was got to be the distraction in the Romney 47% thing. Well, a lot of people got upset. Their noses, quite properly, some of them out of joint because that included soldiers, that included retirees, many of whom had paid into the system for years. And they were rightly upset. But I think when you step back from it, the question that was missed was the accuracy of the percentage. That how did we get to 47% paying no income taxes and that many relying on government benefits of some sort or another? Now, not that many, many deserve it, but it essentially doubled since I got out of college. And as we know, that was just a few years ago. Now, all right, I'm lying about that. But my point is, how do we get that under control? Because the math doesn't favor our continuing to do so.
You know, that's a good question. I think the really worrying thing here is just the poor results that we see from Medicaid. So it's not just that the program is expanding. It's that this is a program that has surprisingly bad health outcomes. If you actually compare people on Medicaid versus people who are uninsured entirely, cancer survival rates for Medicaid patients are basically almost no better. They did a study a couple of years back looking at people who had major surgery under Medicaid and with no insurance at all. People with Medicaid had mortality rates about twice as high, more expensive, longer hospital stays. And so what we're trying to do here, what the Obama administration wants to do, is expand this program. Obamacare expands Medicaid by somewhere between 10 and 15 million people over the next decade or so. And that's really worrying. Rather than trying to pare back these programs, focus them on the poor, the needy, the folks who really need it, what we're doing is expanding them, kind of turning them into middle-class entitlements.
And it doesn't address something else that goes on behind the scenes. Doctors who cringe at dealing with those who are almost going to pay the bill entirely on the government's dime. And that it's not to put them in sort of evil terms, but that expands the pool of available treated out there. And there's only so many doctors, and there's only so many MRI machines, and there's so many available treatments. So by just sheer math alone, we're going to spread ourselves pretty thin, right?
Yeah, Medicaid beneficiaries have some of the hardest time finding providers to see them.
Sure.
And a big part of that is because reimbursement rates are so low. But, you know, rather than sort of scale the program back, focus it on the people who really need it, what we're trying to do is expand it, and we're going to be spreading the doctors thin. But what we're going to end up doing is actually paying doctors even less, while at the same time expanding the number of people who are insured through this program that we then expect them to treat. It's just not going to add up. It's not
going
to
work. Something has gone very wrong when we took, when you started Medicare itself, before Medicaid, it started as a $66 million program under President Johnson in 1965 or 6, if my memory escapes me, and it's grown into this half-trillion-dollar behemoth today, that it started out with a focused attempt to help people who really, really needed it, as it did with food stamps, to help those who were genuinely poor, who really, really needed it. And then we get to these ballooning figures where it's more and more people getting in, some who don't need it at all and could quite clearly fend for themselves, but that it does set up a dependency that's scary.
Yeah. Medicaid, when it started in the mid-1960s, inflation-adjusted cost of it was about $9 billion. Last year, the federal government spent about $275 billion, and states spent about another $100 billion. And what the Obama administration wants to do is double the federal spending on this over the next decade or so. By 2022, their plan is to spend roughly $600 billion on the program. This is not a way to reform the program. They're expanding a program that just doesn't work. It's a bad sign for the economy. It's a bad sign for people's health. It's a bad sign for taxpayers.
It is. Peter, thank you very much. And again, as I tell people here on this show and elsewhere, it's not a right or left issue to me, not a red or blue issue to me. It's just green. The green isn't there to keep doing the kind of stuff that Peter was just, elaborating on. It just is not there. And this is your one-stop place where we tell you it's not a Democratic bash, not a Republican bashing. The math isn't there to support this. So we better come up with some better numbers, better math, because this ain't cutting it.